First Perek of Sanhedrin, Mishnah Vav, 6th Mishnah. So this Perek is discussing different types of judgments, how many people need to be on the Bezdin. So, last Mishnah we discussed the things that need a Bezdin of Shivim Ve'echad. Sanhedrin Doyle Hoysesh of Shivim Ve'echad. The great Sanhedrin was Shivim Ve'echad. 71 members. Ketana shall etzim mishosh. The head of Ketana was 23, which is enough to do death penalty law. We now know that she has shim vech, and how do we know there's 71 in the large Sanhedrin? Shenema, like it says, for us, you'll be shim vish, mizik me Yisrael. Yeah. Moshe Rabbeinu gathered together 70 people. The Moshe Al Gabayim, Moshe was on top of them. So you have 71. How Yisheven Ve'echad? Have you done Yisheven? Rabbi Yisheven. Your Yisheven says it's enough to have 70. So those 70 people were of the Sanhedrin without Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah. So he has an extra chiddush here because generally we see say that a Sanhedrin has to be an odd number so that they can have a majority. He doesn't hold that way. Minay lektana shishol esrim v'sholot shloishah shenema. How do we know the small bezin has 23 members? It says the shofto eda v'tilus eda. Uses the term eda. Eda shefetes eda matzelus. There's one a that potentially is shefet, is saying the person is guilty, and another eda of 10 that potentially is saying that he is the Seder. He should be exonerated. Eder, we know, means 10. It's learned out from the Meraglim. The Eder of Moshe, Eder HaRoh. It's called this Eder Roh. And there were 10 bad Meraglim, because there were 12, and you can talk to Yeshua and call it Penifune. Shalko Panamis, it says, Shop to Eder, it's Eder. So we have 10 of one Eder, 10 of another Eder, it's 20. How do we know the Eder is 10 like we just spoke out? So Nehemiah, Moshe, the Eder Roz, is by the Meraglim. He also Yeshuva Kolev, that was Tzadikim, so there were 10 Rishon. So Eder means 10. How do we know 3 more? Mimash, Mishan Nehemiah, we understand from that which it says, don't go after the Rabbim to do evil. I would say that should be with them, Rataifa. Okay, in other words, you go by the majority. Rataifa, okay, Lama Nema, Achiram Lahatas. Why have to have another Pasuk, Achiram Lahatas? You can infer that from the fact that it says for punishing the person, you don't go by a majority, which is mashma for exonerating you do. Look at the Yosra, Rataifa, Yosra, you always go by majority, but the majority of exonerating is different than the one for incriminating. If you decide to exonerate them, if you have 22 saying he's innocent and 21 saying he's guilty, he's exonerated. You have to have a majority of 2. So it would not be good enough 22 to 21. You need 23 to 20, which technically speaking would always be in a majority of 3. The Api Bezin, if there ain't Bezin Shoko, we can make a Bezin even number, because we want it to always be a majority. Therefore we add a third. So we have two extras to make the majority of 2 to incriminate. So technically speaking, it would be enough to have 22, and you could have 22 incriminating and 20 exonerating, because we have another technicality. And Bezin should not be an even number, it should be an odd number, so you have to add the 23rd. So this is a source of 23 for that type of Bezin. How many people should be in the town should be royal Sanhedrin? Maybe the town comment says 120. The number of 120 was because of 23 for the Sanhedrin, and then there'd be another three rows of 23 of Talmidim that would be there. That's another 69. Then there'll be 10 people in town which would not be doing work. and two baridinim, two litigants, two seifim that would work for the bezin and write down the different tainas, two shamoshim, two witnesses. Then you need, aside from the witnesses themselves, you have to have zaymimim, another set of witnesses that could potentially find the first ones to be false. And you need another two zaymimim, two witnesses that could catch the second set of witnesses to be false. Three people involved in collecting and distributing staka, a doctor, a sefer, a scribe, and a teacher for the children, some total of 120. And the chemi oimim asayim v'shloishim, negative sorry, asar. So he says you should have 230, which is equivalent to, for every 10 people, one die.